Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, Shir sponsor, L'Yunishma Asarim B'Yakov Shalom, M'lei Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara, starting in the previous Amud, going into this Daf and continuing on throughout the next few Blat, darshins the Megillah. And in addition, we have a Pasach Lo High Pischo Me'acho. We have all these Amiroyim that not only darshin the Psukim of the Megillah, but they gave an opening, they gave a start-up shear to Darshan the Megillah. And this is very common in Medrash. We find Medrash, Pasach Pischa, and we have a lot, Joshes, on the Devim Sukkim. And usually in Gemaras, and Shas Bavli, we don't have this. We don't have a Pischa, and we do not have Joshes on the Psukim, unless it's Negea to the main Sugya. Here it's different. What is the reason that we're dealing with Megillas Esther? We tried to darshan all the psukim. And we have the psichas, we have these opening shears for the drushas of the Megillah. So the Maharal explains in Hagdama Torah Chodesh, his sefer, or Megillas Esther, the idea that we started discussing a few times already throughout the Masechta, which is the nes of Megillas Esther, was a nes, was a miracle which was hidden. It was not something which was revealed. And this hidden nes, this hidden miracle, says the Maharal, comes from a very high place, as we brought in previous shiurim in the name of the Baal HaTanya. And therefore, in a sense, it's an even greater miracle than the revealed miracles. And after this, what the Vilna Gaon says, the Megillas Esther, which recorded part of it in the first shiur in the Masechta, that because these nisim nistarim, this it's something which we didn't even know, we didn't even realize that this is really considered to be a nis. We need to bring a special pasuk in the Gemara and Chulin to tell us that even a nis nistar, hidden nis, something that you don't see, it's also something which is a real nis. It's a gilui of a kadosh baruch. That's what the Gemara tells us in Chulin. Esther min haTorah minayin. How do we know Esther min haTorah? How do I know this is really considered to be a revelation of Hashem when I can't see it? That's the chiddush of Megillas Esther, that you can see and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's hidden, when you don't see Him. And it's very appropriate to connect to here the Ramban and the end of Parshas Boy, which is very negat to the Parshas we're reading now, right now. Because the Ramban says, what's the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to come and do revealed miracles to us every generation, every year. But the revealed miracles, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed and demonstrates that He is controlling the world, that teaches us about the hidden miracles, about the fact that every single second is a miracle. As the famous Lashon of the Ramban there, Shein la'adam chelek b'toras Moshe, praise doesn't have part of Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, ad she'yamin, until he believes, every single event that happens in the world is also a miracle. Nature is a miracle as well. In order to know that and to believe that, we have to see the revealed miracles. But the revealed miracles show us that everything is a nes. According to what the Maharal and the Vilna Gaon are saying, this revelation came into fruition in the time of Esther, in the time of Purim. That's when we really learned that all the teva, nature, and everything that happens in the world is also a miracle. Says the Maharal, that's why in Megillas Esther, it's so important to dash in every pasuk. Because if we believe that everything is a miracle, a hidden miracle, and it's even a greater miracle than the revealed miracles, so now I need to know, I need to understand how every part of the Megillah is also part of the miracles. The Vilna Gaon adds, and that's what we start talking about Achashverosh in the beginning, I think Moore's going to speak about it later, because I want to show how the whole process is all part of the Hanog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all part of the Nes. And this is also all the openings to these drushes, to come and tell you what's the structure of the Megillah. How do we reveal? What's the Megillah coming to tell us? What is the Nisim that we're going to see, which are hidden, which are concealed? The whole Megillah says there is to be Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu every place. The Arizal also says, Megillah Loshim Gilui. Gilui means revelation. We're revealing what? That an everyday occurrence is also a nes. That's why the Gemara is so busy dashing every pasuk in the Megillah. That's what the Maharal explains. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.